This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is number 45 in the series, and at this time, I'm going to provide a recap of the summer month. June came, school ended, and you may have left Franklin for your summer respite. Hopefully you had a good time away. It's now the end of August. You're back in Franklin. School begins on Tuesday, September 1st. Oh my, how time does fly. Perhaps you're wondering what happened while you were away. Well, in this next few minutes, what I'll attempt to do is provide a recap to bring you up to speed as to what happened in Franklin while you were away July and August. Beginning on July 1st, town council meeting was dominated by a presentation and discussion by the Charter Commission. The council created a subcommittee to work on bringing the language of the report into something to put before the state legislature, who could approve it. With their approval, then we, the folks of Franklin, will have a chance to vote on the changes proposed. One of the changes was to make the treasurer's position an appointed one instead of elected as it is today. The current town clerk position would remain an elected position, although the committee did make some valid arguments for making this an appointed position as well. What seemed to be the most controversial was a discussion on moving the town council to staggered terms. In the end, because the Charter Commission could not come up with an agreement on how to implement it, they decided it wasn't necessary. Keep this entire Charter Commission piece on the radar. I believe the town council would still have to approve the final submission to the state legislature when the subcommittee work has been completed. And then some point in time in the future, we'll actually have a voting item to take care of. The second town council meeting on July 15th was significant in that the museum renovation funding was approved, and even more so that the local meal and hotel tax options now offered by the state as local revenue sources were also approved. This is the first non-property tax revenue that has become available for the town. It is estimated to raise about $1 million for a full year. We won't realize that full amount in the first year, but it certainly will help us going forward. Valley was the only councillor voting against both measures. He had argued previously for enabling a revenue stream for the town, but in the end, voted as it was the wrong thing to do with the current economic condition. The Department of Planning and Community Development presentation is worth reviewing. The presentation on the water situation by the DPW is also worth reviewing. Both of these presentations are available on Franklin Matters in the links provided. Back to the approval for the funding of the museum, it too was controversial, generating quite a bit of discussion, some arguing that it was not a good time. In the end, because it was indeed a good time to get the work done more cheaply than it could be done otherwise, the money was approved by a 7-1 vote. That Bartlett was the only one voting against it, if anything, was a slight surprise. The only school committee meeting in July, on July 22nd, left some questions unanswered. If you recall, we left on June 23rd, the last school committee meeting in June, with the budget unsettled, 60-plus teachers notified, and what was going to be the final number laid out, didn't know. Turns out in the first couple of weeks of July, only 12 are required to be cut from this budget going forward. How did that happen? The meeting didn't really resolve that fully, so I ended up catching up with Jeff Roy to help figure out where I had missed the boat in following the numbers through the budget discussion. Bottom line, while the town council approved a level-funded budget for the schools, the school committee also used the stimulus funds from the both state and federal levels to create a level-funded plus budget. And the explanation is available in the links contained. Summer school was in session, and it was an art show. Some of the results of that were captured in a slideshow. And it's also an election year, this time in Franklin. In November, we will elect a town council, school committee, and sundry other positions. The full listing and key dates can be found in a link on Franklin Matters. There are still open slots for the town council, as only four at this time have been confirmed in taking out papers to run. Incumbents Valley, Mason, and Pfeffer, and newcomer Glenn Jones. Tom Doak has acknowledged that he will not seek re-election. As we move into August, the Pan Mass Challenge rode through Franklin with a water stop at the Remington Jefferson Complex. This major fundraising effort featured some local riders, and a slideshow of the event can be found on Franklin Matters at the link provided. August 5th was the first town council meeting for August. It was barely held, as only five councilors were present, just enough for a quorum. The only significant legislation passed was local ordinances that allowed the Board of Assessors to index the senior exemptions officially according to the cost of living adjustments. They had in fact been indexing, but due to a change in legislation, the local authorization to do so had not been officially granted. That paperwork piece has now been caught up on and everything is copacetic. On August 11th, the school committee had their first meeting in August. They approved the recommendation from the Strategic Planning Committee. The school committee, the school department, is now operating under an updated mission statement, vision, and core values. Thanks to all of the town's input and stakeholders across the town, we have a now new listing, and that document is available on Franklin Matters. The school handbooks dominated much of the rest of the discussion, as they reflect or attempted to reflect some changes to bring more consistency to the operations of the individual schools across the district. Changes at the high school in specific are covered in detail on Principal Peter Light's blog, and the link is available in Franklin Matters. August 19th was the second town council meeting. It was even shorter than the one on the 5th, with a very skinny agenda, and only two councilors were missing from that meeting. With such a short meeting, I was able to also attend and record notes for the Franklin Citizens Rail Trail Committee meeting. This committee is working to enhance the portion of the SNET, or Grand Trunk, or Old Titanic Trail, it goes by several names, that actually starts in Franklin and runs through the western part of the state to the Douglas State Forest in Palmer, about 50-something miles. The Citizens Rail Trail Committee brochure is available for viewing and downloading. The link's provided on Franklin Matters. And then coincidentally, the Boston Globe covered the efforts of this committee in their recent article, and that link is also provided. August 25th was the second school committee meeting of the month. There was some interesting policy discussions. The school's legal representation was present for the discussion on the electronic use policy and the revisions that were proposed. Bottom line, there is much more work to be done to bring the wording into agreement with the intent of the group. The initial district improvement plan under the new strategic plan was presented for review and ultimately accepted. The copy of that plan is available within the meeting notes. Another key item, Renee Danho from Dean College introduced a new program to help foster the collaboration between the school district and Dean. That presentation copy is also available within the meeting notes. And finally, around town, you may have noticed that the Four Corners building is indeed gone, and work is well underway on the new Walgreens. The new turn lanes were added to the intersection of King Street and 140, or East Central. Another item for August, the annual St. Rocco's Festival, enjoyed some good old hot summer weather for a change. And a few photos from that event are available. Did I miss something? If you have something to add, please let me know. If you have a question, please feel free to ask. I'll do my best to answer it. The music intro and closing is from Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. I hope you enjoy.